If you like it hot, you're in luck. And if you can't stand a sweat, then crank up the air conditioning or head to that nice cool basement. Michigan's going to be so hot over the next few days, they're calling it the Ring of Fire. Meteorologist Jeff Masters of Weather Underground is here with us. Jeff, Ring of Fire sounds a little ominous. Just what is it?
What it is, it's a giant area of high pressure currently centered over the middle of the country that is going to shift slowly eastwards. And by Thursday and Friday, we're going to have our hottest weather of the entire summer, about 95 to maybe we could push 100 degrees in some areas of southern Michigan.
So break it down. What's Michigan in for over the next few days? And I'm wondering, is it the whole state or will some parts sizzle more than others?
Yeah, it depends on the cloud cover. I mean, now, Thursday is going to be plenty hot and the humidity is really going to come up. You're going to notice a lot more moisture in the air, which makes it hard to sweat. And it's really going to feel like it's 100 degrees tomorrow, even though it's not going to quite be 100. So we'll probably get our first heat advisory of the year tomorrow. And that will be, you know, a warning for, you know, stay indoors in air conditioning, stay cool, don't overexert. But the really hot day is going to be Friday. It's going to be probably upper 90s most places in lower Michigan, a little bit cooler further to the north. And after that, it's going to cool off slightly for the weekend, still be in the 90s and still humid. So we'll have a multi-day period, 4 or 5 days of at least 90 degrees and humid. And that really adds a lot of stress to people who are heat sensitive.
And how about storm action?
Well, it's the art fair, so in Ann Arbor, you got to figure there's going to be a storm with the heat. And sure enough, Thursday, we're expecting an area of organized thunderstorms to develop over the UP in the morning. And it's going to do something unusual. That organized area of thunderstorms is expected to push due south. So as we go through the day, you'll see this big area of severe weather with possible large hail and strong damaging winds pushing southwards across the state and be in the Ann Arbor area Thursday night, maybe, you know, 8 p.m., something like that.
What is actually going on, Jeff, meteorologically speaking, when we say we have a heat wave? What's happening in the air at that time?
You're getting high pressure, which means clear skies, sinking air, not much in the way of storm action usually to cool you off. And when you have high pressure, that tends to cause heating of the atmosphere because you've got sinking air that heats and expands and causes everything to dry out. So it's pretty ordinary sort of thing. You get it a few times a year. Typically, the second week of July is the hottest week of the year in Michigan. So we're a little bit late this year with our hottest week, but not by a lot. July is always our hottest month.
Jeff, I was looking at your blog and you were kind of talking about could this be the hottest summer in U.S. history. I'm wondering that, or could this wind up being the hottest year in U.S. history?
It's a better chance of the hottest year in U.S. history because we're already third hottest year on record this year for the U.S. We did have the hottest June in U.S. history last month, and I think July is going to be top five. August is shaping up to be top 10 hottest, probably not top five hottest. So I don't think we're going to beat the Dust Bowl summer of 1936 for hottest summer on record, but probably a top five hottest summer. Not hard to do when the globe is experiencing its hottest year on record.
There you go. So we got to look at that. And finally, speaking on behalf of the not a fan of hot weather contingent, I got to ask you, when are we going to get a break?
Sunday night, we're going to get a little bit of a dry, cool front moving through. So the humidity is going to go down starting on Monday, still be in the upper 80s, and that's hot, but it's not going to feel quite as sticky as it does, it's going to for the next 4 days.
Dr. Jeff Masters, Weather Underground, thank you for breaking down the Ring of Fire for us.
Okay, Cynthia, stay cool.